Now, what's interesting about Pigpen is that he was only in very few strips. If you think about that, there were 17,897 strips. He was only in about less than 100 or so, which is not a lot.
Charles Schulz Museum archivist Cesar Gallegos studies and promotes the legacy of the cartoonist and creator of Peanuts. Those nearly 18,000 strips have become a goldmine of information in the 15 years since the museum and research center opened. And the museum also studies, collects, and displays three-dimensional objects like toys and multimedia artifacts. For example, Pigpen wasn't always followed by his cloud of dust, but an animated commercial that plays in the exhibition provides a clue to when the whirling cyclone of dirt became a permanent feature of the character.
In the late 50s, Ford Falcon partnered up with Peanuts to do these Ford Falcon ads, and in the ads, it's Linus and Pigpen, and Pigpen's already has a cloud of dust in tow.
Sensing that the cloud is an important part of Pigpen's story, the museum allows visitors to learn about the techniques, both old and new, involved in getting the dirt moving.
Animation, when it was done by hand with animation cells, sometimes it would be 250,000 animation cells for a special. So a lot of cells. So we actually created a version of the animation cell where guests can pick up the cell that has just the dust so they can see how the animation cells are layered to create sequences.
Perhaps most interesting is the museum's background information on who inspired Pigpen, at least partly.
Schulz took some inspiration for Pigpen from one of his sons, Craig Schulz. The Schulzes lived in Sebastopol and they grew up in a giant acreage of land, so the kids were out there playing a lot, and Craig Schulz in particular was always getting into things, and so one of the storylines is that they had asked him to clean up for dinner, and he went to the restroom and washed up and everything, and came back and his nails were spotless, and Schulz asked him, "How did you get your nails so clean?" And Craig had used toothpaste.
Obviously, that was an inspiration not to waste. So it showed up in one of those 100 Pigpen strips. Another thing the museum emphasizes is the influence Schulz had on his fellow cartoonists and on society at large. Pigpen was borrowed by editorial cartoonist Charlie Daniel to make this gentle political point.
Snoopy is sitting there and Pigpen's passing by with a huge cloud of dust, and Snoopy says, "For Pigpen, every day is Earth Day."
Right around the corner from Pigpen's exhibition, there's a commemoration of what seems like an unlikely friendship between Schulz and Christo and Jean-Claude, the duo who strung fabric fences in New York City's Central Park and wrapped the Reichstag in Berlin. Cesar Gallegos reads the strip that resulted.
11/20/1978 has Snoopy, and Snoopy says, "I remember when Christo hung the valley curtains in Colorado. I love the running fences in California and the wrapped walkways in Kansas City. I wonder what he'll do next." And the very last panel, Snoopy standing next to his doghouse, and it's wrapped up.
The artists repaid the compliment. They created a version of Snoopy's doghouse that's wrapped in fabric and gifted it to the museum. You can see it when you visit. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.